What is the first law, I wonder? Clarissa stared blankly.
What do you mean?
Nothing. You have the arrow tested, and you will find it poisoned. Bailey himself was scarcely interested in the matter. He knew it for poison beyond any internal questionings. He said,
Do you still believe Mrs. Delmar to have been guilty of her husband's death?
She was the only one present.
I see. And you are the only other human adult present on this estate at a time when I have just been shot at with a poisoned arrow.
She cried energetically. I had nothing to do with it.
Perhaps not. And perhaps Mrs. Delmar is innocent as well. May I use your viewing apparatus?
Yes, of course.
Bailey knew exactly whom he intended to view, and it was not Gladiah. It came as a surprise to himself, then, to hear his voice say, Get Gladiah Delmar. The robot obeyed without comment, and Bailey watched the manipulations with astonishment, wondering why he had given the order. Was it that the girl had just been the subject of discussion, or was it that he had been a little disturbed over the manner of the end of their last viewing? Or was it simply the sight of the husky, almost overpoweringly practical figure of Clarissa that finally enforced the necessity of a glimpse of Gladiah as a kind of counter-irritant? He thought defensively,
Gee, Josephat, sometimes a man has to play things by ear.
She was there before him all at once, sitting in a large upright chair that made her appear smaller and more defenseless than ever. Her hair was drawn back and bound into a loose coil. She wore pendant earrings bearing gems that looked like diamonds. Her dress was a simple affair that clung tightly at the waist. She said in a low voice,
I'm glad you viewed, Elijah. I've been trying to reach you.
Good morning, Gladiah.
Afternoon, evening, he didn't know Gladiah's time, and he couldn't tell from the manner in which she was dressed what time it might be.
Why have you been trying to reach me?
To tell you I was sorry I had lost my temper last time we viewed. Mr. Olivaw didn't know where you were to be reached.
Bailey had a momentary vision of Daniil still bound fast by the overseeing robots and almost smiled. He said,
Well, that's all right. In a few hours I'll be seeing you.
Of course, if seeing me.
Personal presence, said Bailey gravely.
Her eyes grew wide, and her fingers dug into the smooth plastic of the chair arms.
Is there any reason for that?
It is necessary.
I don't think—
Would you allow it?
She looked away.
Is it absolutely necessary?